Most girls and women in Myanmar adorn their cheeks with a distinctive yellowish-white paste called tanaka. Boys and men also sometimes apply the cosmetic, made from ground bark, but they mostly stand out to foreigners for the longi, a 2-meter-long printed cloth wrapped around the waist. It is a relatively recent import from southern India during British colonial times. Tanaka, touted as an antiseptic and to control acne and heal wounds, may have been in use in Burma for 2 millennia.
It makes my face feel cool under the hot and harsh sun. My parents have been putting it on my face since I was born. I don't use makeup or lotions.
Fashion designer May Myat Wasso asserts tanaka is uniquely suited for Myanmar people because of its cooling effect on the skin.
I have to wear makeup while I'm working. However, I always wear tanaka when I get back home.
Tanaka is now sold prepared in jars and plastic tubes, but many women still prefer to make their own. Cosmetics saleswoman Kaye notes, most teenagers here now wear makeup, sometimes applying it with tanaka.
I should also wear makeup for this job, and I would look more attractive. But I came to work very early today and didn't have enough time to put on makeup.
One floor below the cosmetic shop, Hong Xin manages a store selling Chinese counterfeit name brand jeans.
We still wear longi for special occasions, such as going to temples, so longi will never disappear.
One floor below the jean shop, Mong Mong concurs, noting he feels more free and comfortable in longi in this climate.
Jeans have been getting popular in Myanmar in the last 10 years, and I used to be worried longi would disappear, but so far they haven't, and they'll last forever as our traditional dress.
Fashion designer May Myat Wasso says she finds longi wearers attractive.
I prefer a man wearing longi and a shirt. They catch my eye. But the longi is not suitable for every occasion.
Many in Myanmar believe the younger generations here will alternate between the best of both worlds, noting that traditional customs have endured through centuries of invasions, colonialism, and changing fashions. Steve Herman, VOA News, Yangon.